Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
You're on mute.
Oh. Hi.
How do you pronounce your name? Your name is it Dion?
It's a Dayon. So the
I. Dayon?
Yeah.
Okay. And your last name is Aljaz or Jazz?
Ijaz.
Ijaz.
Yeah.
Dan Ijaz.
And then yours is Gerard?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can just call me Jerry.
Okay, and your last name is
Wallahan?
Oh, I definitely butchered that completely.
Wallahan. It's like Wallahan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wallahan.
Yeah. Okay. How's things going? I know you're getting some things back and forth and trying to chat.
Yeah, I technically have today off. I took today off. But I noticed.
Oh, did you? All right. What,
yeah.
Do you want to meet a day when you're working?
Sorry, no. I don't care about that. I don't mind. I was just saying that I got a notification because I have WebEx on my phone. So like I got a notification that this call was happening. So I just came in the room and opened my laptop. So.
Okay.
But yeah. What is this meeting for? Okay, I think my internet cut off. How about now? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, my internet connected to another Wi-Fi, so, yeah. So what is...
So you got quite a setup there with multiple machines and multiple monitors behind you.
Yeah. I try to make a co-working room.
Okay.
Just, yeah, working on, it's a work in progress.
All right. So, just to kind of get to know you, I've seen things from the chat, when did you start here?
September.
Were you first, September of, that's right, September of 2022. That's right. And did you have any interaction with Ford before that, or was it, did you just come in as an FCG? Were you an intern or anything, or?
So my exposure to Ford, so my sister, she was an intern, I think. I don't think she interned, actually. I'm not sure. She's in supply chain. She worked at Ryder, and then she went to Ford when she graduated. And then, I applied, under the recommendation of my university, for the internship, and a lady reached out to me actually from OU, and she kind of like coached me on the interview process, and it went really well. And the interviewer I actually ended up, I remember him from my elementary school, like funny enough.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and so the interview process was good, and then I did the internship, and then I graduated.
Who did you intern with? It's interned at Ford, is what you're saying, right?
Yes.
What area did you intern at?
I worked on the...
Do you remember?
FMA.
FMA?
Mm. I think it's Ford Member Authentication. I don't know if that's the right...
Who was do you remember who you worked with at all, or who you reported to?
Ijaz, not Ijaz, but
Ijaz. Oh, Ijaz? Ijaz, within marketing and sales?
Yes, I believe so. We were working
Ijaz
on...
Ijaz Khan?
Yeah, yeah. I don't think the work that we were working, or what we were working on was regarding marketing sales, but I think it had to do with the internationalization, localization of, like, different markets for the login page. So the login page, depending on the region, had different requirements. So we were working a lot on that, and setting up login.
So you were intern the summer of 2021.
Yeah.
Is that right? As a junior, you were a junior.
Yeah, I believe so.
All right. Cool. And then, the first, the. September, you came in. What area were you in at that point, or were you still in? What area?
In the beginning of September? Like this September?
Yeah. No, when you first started.
When I first started. So last year, I was in Cloudy, Modelly. I don't know.
Modelly. That's right. Okay. All right. Yeah, you mentioned that before too. Okay. And, okay. So, how has there been any change over the last couple of weeks? Because you were sending me things over the chat, and then they kind of stopped.
Yeah.
So, how are you doing, or how are things?
I'm okay.
Because then you had sent something, you had put something in the chat, and then you deleted it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know if that was because of, I don't know, you were just frustrated with the situation or whatever, but I don't remember. I mean, I remember a little bit of what it says, but I don't remember verbatim.
I'm not fearful of it, but I did retract it because of new information.
Okay.
So I'll tell you what it was. It was, I think, word for word, if I could remember correctly, I believe I said that I'm going to start applying elsewhere. I believe that's what
I
said.
That's what I remember too.
Yeah.
All right. So at that point, you were frustrated with a situation where you wanted to say, "All right, I'm going to go look for something else and get away from Ford."
Yeah, basically, right? It's not me bad mouthing Ford as I leave or burning a bridge.
What's that?
It's not like I'm burning a bridge, or like if I were to like leave Ford. Not saying I am, but like if I were to, I wouldn't be like just, you know, bad mouthing my past employer. But, you know.
Understood. But you said things have changed. You got more information, basically what you said.
Yeah, I mean, when new information comes, you have to assess it and then change your course, right?
Yeah, so then, are things better than they were? Or, it sounded from some of the things that you were sending that that you weren't happy and things were not good.
Yeah, but times change, things change, and sometimes you have to see things through the end before you make your judgment, and that's my mistake, because, you know, if I'm saying I did my due diligence, I want to make sure that I really exhausted my efforts, and I realize that with the new information that I might be not, or I might not be, or I might not have made a decision yet, right? I haven't gotten all the information yet. I haven't understood certain parts of the organization, how it works, before I can make my judgment of the situation.
Okay. All right. Okay. Does that mean, so you have, it sounds like you have a better understanding of things, like you said, does that mean things are getting, you see a way for things to get better?
I think before I said that I've spent all my effort in my part of due diligence and understanding what the future will look like, but with this new information, I realize I don't have the full picture yet, and I have to wait, and I know that my decision has to be contingent on outcome, and I have time until then, and so until the information's there, I can't really have a feeling about it, right? I have to...
All right. So who provided you the new information? I don't know any backstory, or I don't know anything. I don't know anything about any information going to you. I'm not trying.
No worries. I don't think you're probing me or something like that. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. No worries. But I will tell you, out of respect, like, in my culture, we believe in this thing called, let's say it's not, like, a real, might not be a real thing. Let's just say is, like, kind of, like, a culture thing, where it's, like, there's a saying called, like, evil eye, and it's kind of, like, when you share good news, or you share certain details, you could kind of, like, I guess you could say block your blessings. And I feel like it's not in my capacity right now to share like a new contact or a new piece of information, this one at least, until I have that clarity that I mentioned. It takes time, and so once that is done, I mean, I can, like, share, but I think I have to.
Okay. All right. See, yeah, fine. That's fine. There's new information that you've been provided that will potentially change how you feel, but you don't want to sort of, I guess, get the cart before the horse, something like that, right? Or you don't want to jump the gun, or you want to, what you just explained.
Overzealous. I don't want to be overzealous.
All right.
Or zealous, okay. Or however you want to pronounce it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, okay.
But I do want to say that, like, that's not me trying to create friction between you as my advisor and how I'm supposed to confide.
I've advised other FCGs before, just to kind of give, you know, it's basically to help. I want to help, and if there's any questions that anybody has, or if there's anything I can do to help them, that's what I've provided in the past. So, I've done it multiple. I've advised multiple FCGs, so, and I was an FCG myself at one point. It's more just to get a relationship and help wherever I can, and to help answer questions and help point in the right direction, and just kind of use some of the things that I've seen as I've been here to kind of help the people navigate what they want to do and help them navigate their career. So
I think what I'm starting to learn is calls are better, and, like, you know, like, me messaging you that without, like, you having, like you said, you don't have context of, like, the past, and so, like, I'm coming at you with all this, you know, it's like, what the heck? And I started to think, like, you know, it'll be very, very beneficial of me to work on waiting to talk like this, so the context doesn't collapse, and you know, you kind of get more, you know, there's more information to feed off of, like, you know, visual cues, etc. So I can learn from that. And your response, I didn't think that you were, like, ignoring me. I was looking at my messages, and I would have the same reaction. And so,
Hold on a second, a second. Sorry about that. There was some folks here. I'm in the office. There were some people who were leaving. I just want to say goodbye. Mm-hmm. Okay. No, I get it. Do you ever come into the office at all, or as part of your work?
There was.
Or are you always remote?
There was a season where we were coming in because of product launches and some deadlines, and interfacing with everybody in real time was a little helpful to the success of that project at that period.
Yeah.
But once the, I guess you would say, the product launched, that kind of drifted. And it's hard. The majority of my team was contractors, and I believe everyone's a little bit, I guess you'd say not the same age as me. So like, you know, there's not much team building I can do. I mean, I can relate to, I mean, my like the people older and learn from their experiences, but there's no way to, I guess you could say, suspend in my like islands, for example, with my team. Like suspend culture.
How many people are on your team?
I would say, I was working in a silo recently, so a small team within it, which kind of separated from the main team. But before that, I was part of the main team, which majority of our time was with the main team. I would believe 15, 20. My silo team, 4 or 5.
Is your supervisor, people leader, local, or is he in a different part of the country?
Canada. Out of the country? 30 minutes probably for him. Canada.
Oh, Canada?
Mm-hmm. But he comes. Yeah. He's probably in the office right now. And, yeah.
But he lives in Canada and comes across the border?
Yeah, today? But he lives a little closer. He lives a little closer, and then there's an adjacent manager. I believe he's a little far away, so he comes once in a while. He's right now. Yeah. He's in headquarters right now, I believe. But, yeah.
All right. Cool. So what are you a software engineer, or are you a developer? What kind of work do you do?
I don't know if there's a difference with the software engineer or developer.
But... I mean, do you do website development? Do you do back end server development? What full stack type stuff? What kind of
Everything.
Development? Do you do
all of it?
Oh,
everything.
That's part of your. So what?
I did everything, even in my role. Yeah.
All right. So it was something within Model E then.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Just wondering.
What was what?
Within Model E, what were you? What product or application were you working on?
The Upfitter integration system. Upfitter integration system.
Upfitter integration system. So what is that used for?
That is.
I don't know. I have no experience with Model E, so I'm coming in. I've been in my career. Just give a background. I've been in my career at Ford Credit, and then I've been in the motor company, but I've never been in Model E or Ford Pro or anything like that. So.
Yeah, we're under FPI. So UIS Upfit Integration System is basically a B2B application. So it's a software application right now that is currently in the transition to becoming a web app. But right now it's only for Windows as a desktop application. And what it allows you to do is it allows you to use, I guess you could say, instead of having to write the code, it's kind of like you're drawing blocks and connecting the wires with each block. And like, let's say you have a gate block, let's say in general, you have a logic block that makes a decision, like a condition, like, and if vehicle, giving you an example, is if a vehicle goes 15 miles per hour, then allow this soft switch on the touchscreen panel of your car to be in the, be clickable and do something. Like, let's say, since the first word is upfit, you're upfitting, let's say, a salt dispenser onto your vehicle, right? One of your super duties or something, right? You add the salt dispenser. And let's say if car is driving, don't allow the salt, don't allow the salt to be dispensed, I guess, is an example. I don't know if that's logically what you would do, or you want to dispense as you go, but like, you know, you get the gist of what I'm saying, right?
Yeah. Okay, so it's something. Is it in vehicle software, or no, or is it more? You said it was on. It's only on Windows right now, right? Do you think is what you said?
Yeah, it's for the upfitting companies. So the companies that make these upfitting, these tangible products.
All right.
To integrate within the vehicle for Ford support.
So somebody outside of Ford who adds accessories to a vehicle potentially, right?
Similar to like, let's say, let's say like a police car. I don't know the police cars used for, or the Ford cars that are used for police, but think about like them putting the lights on top of their vehicle.
Yeah.
And then them clicking a soft switch. So on the touchscreen, they click like lights on or something, and it turns on the lights or like the siren or something. I don't know. All right.
But, okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That sounds like a neat little functionality. That's cool.
Mm.
Neat.
What are you working on?
Right. I'm in an area of enterprise technology that's called IT staffs, and specifically the corporate communications area. So anything that, most things that deal with employee communication, that's within my area. So like the internet site at.ford.com, that's my group. My group supports that. Media.Ford and Media.Lincoln websites. My team does that as well. Some things with email, staff-based email, event management. So if there are events that they put on, like ride and drives, or go to see the new vehicles that are coming on, et cetera, for employees. So the event registration system, my team works with that as well. So and there's also a mobile app that is utilized by hourly workers to get company information from that as well. So yeah, basically anything to deal with communicating with employees. So we do. So.
Interesting.
Interesting spot. We work with the communication team and helping them get out the message of things.
Sounds like a lot of different.
Yeah, there's a lot of pieces and things that pop up. So, it's. Learn some new stuff all the time, and a lot of new things can pop up all the time too. So it's never a dull moment, as they say. So back to the situation and the fact that you have, so the information that you've come into, and that will come to fruition at some point, will that help with the rotation that you were supposed to have? Because you were supposed to rotate in January.
Yeah, well, I think it's very hard to give definitive answers, because I don't really have much conviction on either side right now to say something about an outcome that I would say that I think it's just a time thing for me to speak on first before, because I think it's the most professional thing to do, because I want to definitely share my opinions, but I don't think that it comes back to the evil eye thing. Because I realized that, like, yeah, you have to, I guess, just wait until the outcome is there before, I mean, you can manifest things, but I don't think, I don't think that I think that bringing up expectations lead to disappointment.
Yeah. All right. No, I get it. Okay.
But I understand. I understand, like, that my message is definitely were expressive.
Yeah.
So I understand why your concern is there. And I do appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you had mentioned something before about burning bridges and that.
Yeah, because... Yeah. Okay, so there's this... I think there's a social dynamic to everything, and obviously, like, this is another case where you kind of have to lean into that to, I guess, move forward. But I sometimes have hesitancy and refusal to sacrifice certain values or things that I see as deontological, to be honest, because I am trying to do the right thing. And the right thing may be the opposite of gaining friendships because I'm not people-pleasing. And I understand how that sometimes maybe if you play the game, then you could be in the place to be able to make the change you want to see. But I think that holding the purity or holding, I believe that, like, you know, sticking to your beliefs or your what you believe in from the very beginning and upholding that effort is more, it will say more about your professional integrity in the long run. And so that's my opinion, or that's what I was trying to say.
All right. Okay. Joe, do you have any questions or need any help with anything right now?
I don't think so, but it was really nice to meet you.
Yeah, good meeting you too. And we'll continue the dialogue going forward. If you have anything, just feel free to, anything you want to talk about, feel free to reach out, all right?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thanks for meeting with me on your day off. You didn't have to do that. You could have told me to reschedule.
But... No worries. I'm still in the same flow. All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Okay. See ya. Yeah. Bye.